It is such a joy to be together with you this Easter Sunday, gathering here with God's people, hearing you sing loud and with joy. It just fills me up with so much hope and thankfulness, knowing that these Easters together are not always guaranteed, as we've experienced last year. We come together here under the title that Love Lives. We've been talking about how God's love helps and strengthens us all throughout our Lent season, and what love sacrificed for us on our Good Friday on the cross, and all that he gave for us. Now we'll talk about how love has come back alive. But I think to get us there, let's remember again, Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And so much to give thanks to him for and grateful for that. You know, one of the traditions of the Orthodox Church and other Christians around the world is to tell jokes on Easter Sunday. You might think maybe that's not appropriate, you know, a solemn, holy day. But for this tradition, this understanding, it's because God gets the last word. God gets the last laugh. The devil thought that he had won on Palm Sunday into Good Friday. He thought that when Jesus died, that was that, and he was all set and ready to go. But he instead, we know that Jesus conquered. And because he conquered, because he's alive, we get the last laugh. Not the Roman authorities, not the religious leaders of that time, not Pilate, not the devil, but we get the last laugh. And we can be so grateful for that. So, a joke or two, all right? What does the Easter Bunny do to stay healthy? Exercise. Including aerobics. Oh. See, maybe you can only stand one more of those. Where does the Easter Bunny like to eat breakfast? IHOP. There you go. All right. Somebody got it. This one isn't maybe so much a joke as it is an observation. You know, think of it. 364 days out of the year, if anything falls on the ground, parents going to say, don't touch that. You can't eat that. It's covered with germs. But on Easter, somebody, big bunny, or somebody lays a bunch of plastic eggs full of candy on the ground. Go ahead. Pick it up. Eat it, kid. It's fine. You know, just we laugh because he gets the last laugh. We laugh and we rejoice because of what he's done. And may I suggest to you that Easter changes everything. The resurrection changes everything. All of his goodness, all of his life, all of the promises that Jesus had made brought true for us because of what he did in this life, but also what he conquered on the cross, and most of all, the exclamation point proving it at the end that he is alive and everything he's promised, everything he's ever said is true. He is alive, and because he's alive, we also shall live. We rejoice in that, and we remember that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And that Easter brings about that change, that proof that death isn't the end, that sin isn't the final word, that failure isn't our stopping point. Instead, Easter changes it all because the resurrection shows there is new hope, there is new power, there's new love available. And I want to talk about some of those with you. One of the things I think Easter changes is that it changes and gives us this hope, this new life. What have we endured this past year? Pandemic, over 550,000 deaths just in our country from COVID-19. Decay has been a part of our lives, even if disease hasn't come close and touched us. It makes me think of the grandpa reading the story to his little granddaughter. She's on his lap, and she's kind of listening to the story, but she's stroking his face. She's stroking her face. She's stroking his face. She's stroking hers. And she stops him. Grandpa, did God make you? Oh, yes, honey. He made me a long, long time ago. Oh, did God make me? Yes, Danny, he did. He made you just a little while ago. And then she leans into him and says, he's getting better at it, isn't he? Decay is a part of it. You know, I mean, if some of you did some yard work over this Easter weekend that we had, you're a little sorer than you would have been 5 or 10 years ago, right? If there's decay and wearing down is a part of this life. But Easter changes that. Easter reminds us that there is new life. There is a time when, as we heard in that Old Testament lesson, when God brings us to that mountain, when he takes away death and decay, when he wipes the tears from our eyes and he restores all things, and it gives the people of God such strength to know that new life awaits us. Easter changes all that and makes it possible. What about uncertainty? What about fear? What about all that we've gone through in this past year? As we've worked our way through it, you know, will I get the coronavirus? Will someone in my family get it? Will I lose my job? Will I lose my house? When is normal coming back? So many questions. And Easter can bring courage to you and me. It can bring us that courage because the Christ who loved us, who died for us, who rose again, showed there is no enemy, there is no obstacle that he cannot overcome. You know, in Easter, it says that the stone was rolled away. It's not because Jesus was still wrapped in his bandages going, hey, can you guys let me out of here, please? The stone was thrown away so we could look in. And we could see that because the grave is empty, our hearts can be full of courage. Our hearts can be full of strength. We can face things we haven't faced before. We can hang in there a little bit longer than even we thought we could. I mean, really, I've talked to nurses and doctors and others at the hospitals from recently, and I said, if you had known a year ago that this was going to last this long, do you think you could have made it? And one nurse wisely said, that is why God does not give us the gift of knowing the future. But he gives us the gift of courage. He gives us the gift of strength to get through, to help us. And Easter brings that. Because Jesus had that gift, we can, as Paul said in our epistle reading, we can hold on to it as first important. We can hold firmly to that word, and it can give us courage and strength. Because there's nothing that can separate us from his love. So we can try something new. We can hang in there a little bit longer. And I think also we can have hope. Whether we and our family have lost someone in this pandemic or we have a loved one that's gone ahead of us. You know, this past week, we thought of Mary Beth's father who left this life, went to life eternal with the Lord just some time ago, is celebrating his birthday and thinking of that and missed, you know, we thought of all the nicknames he would give to all of us and you know, just the funny ways. His nickname at the seminary was Smiley. He was just a happy guy. And how much we've missed him now these years since he's been gone. You probably have someone that comes to mind for you. Maybe it was the one you took vows with. Maybe it was the one that raised you. Maybe it was the grandfather or grandmother that were so special in your life. Whoever it was, if we're missing someone right now or we just can't be with someone because of the pandemic and trying to be safe, we don't have our shots yet, Easter brings us the hope that reunions are coming. They may be in this life when vaccines happen and we get to see each other and have that meal and rejoice and be happy again. It may be in that life to come when we have him wipe those tears away and Jesus reintroduces us to the new, bright, shiny version of that loved one that we miss so much, healed and restored and waiting to welcome us and spend all of eternity with us. Easter gives us that hope of those reunions. Easter gives us that hope that eternal life that was shown on Easter when Jesus rose from the dead, that eternal life is a gift you and I can bank on. And it gives hope to us. I love how 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 puts it, that we can praise the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Not just hope like, you know, I hope the Astros could lose the trash can and win the series, but real hope that we can absolutely build our lives on, our trust on, our hearts can be secure. Real living hope that comes through the resurrection. Because Easter changes it all. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. So may your heart be full of hope today. May it be full of courage. May the new life that he demonstrated for us on Easter fill you and fill you and fill you today and always. Amen.